Franciscan saint of the day. March 17th, the servant of God, Paula Malatesta, widow second order. Paula was the consort of the Marquis of Mantua, John Francis Gonzaga. She was a very devout woman. Even during the lifetime of her husband, while she was the ruling Marquise, she visited the community hospital three times a week and there ministered to the sick like a sister of mercy, dressing their wounds and washing their feet. She also cherished great veneration for the Holy Sacrament of the altar. With touching devotion, she would accompany it in processions. And in the sense of her own nothingness in the presence of the Divine Majesty, on such occasions, she always went barefoot. Through her efforts, St. Bernardine of Siena came to Mantua in 1420 to preach the Lenten sermons. These discourses produced such blessed results that extraordinary zeal for Christian perfection seized particularly the more distinguished members of society. The pious Marquise founded several convents, among which was the Monastery of Poor Clares at Mantua, where 20 young women immediately entered. Following the statutes of St. Bernardine, they were trained to perfect observance of the rule of the order. After the death of the Marquis, Paula herself entered this convent as an ordinary sister in the year 1440. She so completely forgot her former station in life that she performed the most difficult and servile tasks like the lowliest sister, and one would have believed that she had been a servant girl all the days of her life. At the same time, she practiced rigorous penances and was so intimately united with God in prayer that several miracles are recorded as resulting from the power of her intercession. Rich in merits and honored as a saint because of her virtues, she died in the monastery of the Poor Clares at Mantua in the year 1449. She had definitely stated that her grave was to bear no special inscription and that she was to be buried at the door of the sacristy, where she would be trampled underfoot, but also where the priest would be made mindful of her as they approached the altar. On visiting the sick. In the sight of heaven, Paula must certainly have appeared more glorious than all the splendor of the princely household when she ministered to the sick in the hospital and washed their feet. In the eyes of the world, such service appears lowly and contemptible, but viewed with the eyes of faith, it is so high and sublime that perhaps the pious Marquise even considered herself unworthy to perform it, since to her it was nothing less than rendering a service to Christ our Lord himself. Christ will one day say to those who have acted similarly and with faith, "I was sick and you visited me. Amen, I say to you, as long as you did it to one of these my least brethren, you did it to me." Matthew 25:36. Oh, how precious it is to visit the sick in Christian fashion. Do you ever perform this act of charity? Consider that, aside from the heavenly reward that awaits us, we can derive great benefit here on earth from devoutly visiting the sick. In the sick room, we see what man really is, how weak and miserable he is after he has lain there for months, even if he could boast of his strength in the days of his health. What an object of pity he is if he is obliged to lie there for years and cannot live and cannot die. Surely then we can forgive the occasional complaints he may make and endeavor compassionately and sincerely to console him. Try to picture yourself lying there. What will then be your interest in the world and its pleasures? There will be nothing to comfort you then except a good conscience. At a sick bed, you also learn to treasure your health, to thank God for it, and never rashly to expose it to danger. Visit the sick frequently, if your duties permit it. Do not only send them things, but take the things there yourself, and look on this as paying a visit to our Savior. In that way, visiting the sick may often be better than a visit to church. Tertiaries are encouraged by their rule to do this. Consider that you ought to visit the sick in such a manner that it will be beneficial to the sick. Arrange your visit so that it will not be a burden to them, not calling on them too frequently, not unduly prolonging the visit, not speaking too much, not suggesting all sorts of remedies. Endeavor to put cheer into your visits, to console the sick person in a Christian manner, and, if necessary, to prepare him for a Christian end. Where it is appropriate, pray with him at times, and pray frequently for him and all the sick. Prayer of the Church. Almighty everlasting God, the eternal salvation of those who believe, hear us on behalf of thy servants who are sick, for whom we humbly crave the help of thy mercy, that being restored to health, they may render thanks to thee and thy church. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.